With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I want to get right to him. My next guest is named Vincent Tolman. And Vincent had an experience that most of us are never going to have. And you certainly aren't going to want to have the first part of it when you talk to him. Vincent, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Maddie. It's a pleasure to be here.
I just want to start by telling you, I read your book, The Light After Death, My Journey to Heaven and Back. This blew my mind for a variety of reasons that we're going to get into in our conversation. Why don't you start out by telling people how this all started, how you died in the first place?
Well, I took a supplement that was very popular at the time. I ordered it online from a company from Thailand. But what I didn't realize is when you order these online, they come in pure dosage, not in diluted dosage. So, you know, the stuff we were taking here was watered down, and it was only a 5% solution with 95% water added. And so instantly, the second I took it, I knew it was too much. And so I went down to a little fast food joint to try to eat something, and maybe that would make me feel better. And that's where I died, was in the bathroom. As soon as I got there, I felt like I was going to, you know, throw up. So I went in the bathroom and locked the door, and that's where I passed out and fell on my back, and I aspirated. I asphyxiated on my own vomit.
How long were you actually in that bathroom before you were found?
So they know for sure at least 45 minutes that I was in there from the time I entered the restaurant and the time that the medics found me. They are from the manager finding me and then calling the medics. So that was about 45 minutes right there. And then it was a few minutes for the medics to show up. And once they showed up, they did try to resuscitate. They did. But after about 5 minutes, they felt that there was nothing going to come out of this. So they bagged the body. It was already cold. And they put it in a body bag, put it in the back of the ambulance, and proceeded to do about 30 minutes of paperwork while they're waiting to get everything signed. Then they left the scene. This is about an hour to an hour and a half into my death. And on the way, this rookie medic who was watching all of this happen, he wasn't participating. He was just kind of running back and forth as a runner to the ambulance. He watched all this happen. He wanted to participate. He wanted to help, and he wasn't able to. And here he was sitting right next to the body in the back of the ambulance as they left the scene. And he felt very strongly within him. He felt this intuition or God speak to him and tell him that this one wasn't all the way gone. So he broke protocol. He opened that body bag and he began to attempt a resuscitation. It didn't happen right away, though. It happened on the third round of shocks to the heart. He was able to get the heart to come back. Even after being well over an hour dead, the heart did come back. Unfortunately, the brain took a while, and my teenage daughter would argue that it never did come back, but I think it did, because I'm here talking to you right now.
Well, I was going to say, so you went a very long time with no oxygen to your brain. You were not breathing. Have doctors posited anything since then, since this occurred? Because you just, by the way, happy 20th life day. Because it was 20 years ago that this happened. My husband had his own kind of, he was badly wounded in combat. So the day that he was wounded, we call that his happy life day because he lived, he didn't die. And so that's your life day that you got back. Have they explained it in any way, shape or form, how you have come back and are perfectly normal because of this?
I have had a neurologist tell me that, there's no explaining it, that nobody can understand what's happening at the atomic level in the body. The way he described it is something with that supplement that I took, it somehow kept the blood thin so that after a little bit of waiting, it was able to take that shock and start the heart again. But, you know, no other doctor can actually give me science of how it happened. To me, there is only one answer, and that's God, 100%. There's no other answer because science can't give us an explanation of how this happened, how it all came about.
Well, and you know, you have written this wonderful book, The Light After Death, about your extensive near-death experience. And I'm going to be honest, Vincent, that I love near-death experience stories. And I've interviewed in my career many, many people who have had near-death experiences. And this book is probably the most complete and easy to understand. And I say that purposely because a lot of times people will say, I cannot possibly translate into a language that you can understand the experience that I had, because it's so otherworldly yeah. that our vocabularies don't really go there. And you say that in this book, but this is the most comprehensive experience. And perhaps it's because your experience was so chronologically long. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think it does. And you know what? I've met people that have been dead longer and came back. I've met face to face with these people. So there is stories, extreme stories of longer times than I had. But at the same time, most people, their near-death experience is a few minutes or less than an hour at least. So, you know, we all have a different experience. But what's really neat, though, is when we slip away from this consciousness or this physical realm and we slip into our real realm, which is our spiritual realm, there is no time. So we essentially can slip in and out and have days of time cross, even though we only died for 5 minutes. So to me, you could say, hey, Vinny, did it feel like 3 weeks? I'd say, yeah. And if you say, did it feel like 3 days? I'd be like, no, it felt like more like 3 weeks. I'd say I could interpret it as 3 days, but it would be three very long days too. So, you know, it's hard to put into words, but you're absolutely right. I struggled so hard to put this experience into words. I tried writing it myself for about 10 years. And finally, I made friends with a great, tremendous author, Richard Paul Evans, and he helped me link up with an amazing writer, Lynn Taylor. And together, we kind of all three put this together and got the story down where we all three felt we honored the experience. And that was the hardest part, doing a story that was digestible, that honored the experience. And that's what we did.
And your experience was one of being led by a teacher to another plane. Is that a fair assessment, a gross oversimplification?
No, that's perfect. Yeah, that's what he was. He was a guide. He was a teacher, helping me lean into my learning, because I did. I had to do some special learning to get there. Even though I was brought up evangelical Christian, I didn't know everything I needed to know. There was quite a bit of my own Christianity that I didn't fully understand, and I had to understand it and embody the essence of what makes Christianity or makes any religion. And once I understood that, I was able to actually get into heaven. And it was quite amazing just to even touch there. Just if I could bring a blade of grass here and share it on the radio, the whole earth would stop all of its warring and we'd all just sit amazed at just grass, how amazing it is.
Well,
it is so crazy how amazing life is there.
I got to tell you, Vincent, I've always had a rather untraditional view of the afterlife. And I don't think that this is it for us. And I even don't think that the notion that we die and go up to these pearly gates and then we all go hang out in this room or whatever, I've never subscribed to that. But the description that you give in this book of this guy showing you an endless ribbon with basically a speck of grain or a grain of sand on it, and that grain of sand represents our time on this earth. I got goosebumps when I read that, because in my mind, that's kind of how I had formulated things. And so This, for me, this book was very affirming that this is not all there is. But I will tell you the part that I want to get to, because I don't have you for very much longer, and I've urged everyone to read this book, is that a lot of people struggle with God because of the existence of evil in this world. And in this book, I saw the explanation for evil that made the most sense. And if you could explain that one principle to my audience, I think it would be incredibly important.
Well, because, you know, God put us in this protected system of love where no matter what harm comes to us here, when we peel away the layer of life here, we're able to instantly heal any of the trauma that we received here. And it's the love of that system that surrounds everything here. And it also is what protects our ability to have free agency. Because if you take away free agency, you take away the ability to grow and to learn. And, you know, you can't give agency and say, I'm going to give 90% agency, but I'm going to stop you from harming each other. that's still taking away agency. So it's very important for us to have the ability to make choices, both good and bad. Because here's the thing. Sometimes the greatest learning we ever do is learning from our bad decisions. So if somebody prevented us from making that bad decision, we wouldn't have learned that lesson. And sometimes those are the greatest lessons in life, is from making the wrong decision. And not only are we learning, but those around us are learning from us making the wrong decision. So this agency is vital to our growth and our ability to grow as beings. And if we don't have the agency, we have no purpose for even being here. So with that agency comes also the possibility to do harm to others. But again, it's through that protective layer of love that we enter and exit this life. And so in entering and exiting that, we are allowed to release and let go of any traumas or harms that others put upon us. And it also gives you rhyme or reason why God is there allowing these things to happen so that we can learn from them. Because sometimes the greatest light comes to this planet after the greatest darkness was put out. That's how this planet is. And it's a classroom. It's just a classroom. It's never been a courtroom. No matter whoever says it is, it's not a courtroom. You're not here to be judged. You're here to learn. You're here to grow. And then you're able to pick up what you picked up from here and move on. Because life is eternal. You get to keep going.
I've started thinking about Earth as basically Earth University because of this. Like, this is our job while we're here. We're supposed to become better individuals, better humans, and in doing so, hopefully create a better world. I got a question from our text line that's very simple. Vincent, why should we believe you? There have been a lot of fakes on this subject, as well as self-confessed liars after they became famous.
Mm-hmm. So here's the reason that you should believe is don't. It's not up. I don't care if you believe or not. I'm not here to try to convince people to believe. But what I am here to do is to broadcast and to tell my story, because for those who need it, they find it. They find this story. I've had atheists come to me in tears and say, I finally now know there is a universe that is a creator, and I don't have to call it God. I don't have to call it Allah. I don't have to call it Buddha or anything else. I can call it what I want, and I can find my own version of God for myself. And there's just a pristine peace in knowing the real love that is outside this universe. And even quantum physics is now proving that there is some type of creator, and it might be us, is what they say. and you know, it's a beautiful thing as science progresses. I've always believed, and I now know it, that science and religion are two sides of one bridge. And one day, when we get smart enough, we're going to meet in the middle, and we're going to realize we've both been describing the same thing, but using different terms. That's the only difference.
Vincent Todd Tolman, I so appreciate it. I know your PR people are going to take you away from me. The book is called The Light After Death. I would love to have a longer conversation with you in the near future, because I have so many questions that I want to ask you. This book absolutely blew me away. And like I said, it affirmed these feelings that I've had, these kind of philosophical thoughts that I've been rolling around in my head for the last 53 years. And so it was almost like I had several wow moments where you talk about things like what's important and what's not, and the 10 principles that you got during this journey. And it's a great read, whether you're a Christian or not. You can look at it as a philosophy book if you'd like. I highly recommend it. Vince, thanks for making time. And I'm going to set up a longer interview in the near future.
Awesome. That sounds great. I'd love to do it, Mandy. And even if somebody just reads the book just for sheer entertainment, it's worth even that. Because even if you're able to raise your frequency of love in your life just by being entertained by the experience, then do it. I encourage it. Thank you so much for having me.
Vinny, thanks so much. I very much appreciate you making time today.
Thanks, Mandy.
All right. Thank you. The book is called The Light After Death. And I linked to it on the blog today. And, you know, it's interesting when I see a text like this, OMG, this is a politics show. Why do I feel like I'm in church? Vomit. It might do you, texter, good to perhaps open yourself up to the possibility that there are things that matter a lot more than politics. And one of the reasons that I have these conversations on the air, one of the reasons I have Father Mike on the show, is because in our society right now, we have elevated politics to the level of religion. And politics is foul, and politics is dirty, and politics is disgusting. And so maybe I'm trying to elevate the conversation a little bit instead of constantly talking about the nastiness of people who want to control us in one way or the other. And if that's upsetting to you, then I'm sure you can find someone else that's only going to talk about politics and you can have your religion affirmed that way. Somebody asked, what supplement did he take? Horny goat weed. I bet it was horny goat weed. Now, if you read the book, he was very much into bodybuilding and health at the time and taking a supplement that was supposed to help his workouts. It was that kind of thing. This texter is very interesting. I find this person credible. His perceptions are skewed by his beliefs. I agree with him. I experience the same feeling, but different perceptions with my worldview. I do think there's a quantum component to the human soul, for lack of a better term. I agree. And like I said, you know, I grew up Catholic. So, you know, you grew up Catholic and you have this sort of image, these images fed to you in religion. This is just in religion in the United States of America, whether you're Baptist or you're Episcopalian or you're Lutheran, if you are a Christian, you are given the vision of God as a robed white, you know, figure, male all the time. And I don't have a problem with referring to God as he or him. I do not at all. It doesn't offend me or bother me. But if you don't want to do that, you don't have to. What this book does in very simple terms, by the way, the book's only like 130, maybe 150 pages. It's not long. It just reminds you of how to focus on the goodness instead of focusing on the things that divide. And it was, you know, some of the principles in the book are things like release prejudice. And I don't care who you are. You have a prejudice. Well, no, I'll take that back. Most of us, a vast majority, because I think that there are people who have been able to elevate their own mind and their own sense of being to truly release prejudice. Because I have known people who I truly believe love every single person equally. And if they are a bad person, they love them even as they are condemning their bad actions. They're able to separate out the actions from the person. And when I'm reading this about releasing prejudice, I have to think about the groups of people that I immediately make a negative connotation about. And I'm going to be perfectly honest. Hard wing lefties, I make a negative connotation about. Hard wing righties, I make a negative connotation about. Anybody on the fringes, I immediately will dismiss mentally as these people are nuts. We don't need to talk to them. And I have to stop that because they're still human beings, right? Just because I disagree with the conclusions or maybe even their actions or what they're proposing, they're still human beings. We're all God's children. So, you know, you can buy the book. You can't. I will tell you, I found it incredibly inspiring. And I actually just suggested it to a friend of mine who lost a family member and is struggling with that. And this isn't a book about reincarnation. It's not a book about any of that stuff. But if you've lost someone, especially if you've lost them too soon, you lost a young person. And in this book, Vinny asks the question, why do some people die too soon? Why do they die young? And the answer is some people don't need much time at Earth University to get what they need to move on to the next event, the next adventure. Some people need a lot more. And it's just really, really fascinating. Really, really fascinating. I just found that it's just... This Mandy, my big problem with Vincent is that he's not identifying Jesus Christ as the person in heaven and instead opens the notion of heaven being available to a person who believes in any type of God, troubling and definitely against all biblical scripture. Biblical scripture was written by men. Biblical scripture is written through the perspective of the people who run the church that were in control of biblical doctrine. Don't forget that. And please, if you know anything about the history of the Catholic Church, and I'm talking about ancient history of the Catholic Church, they had some really not nice people that were in charge of stuff. So you have to think about the book being filtered through human beings. If you believe that the Bible or you believe that the Quran is the word of God or the word of Allah, you believe that Torah is the word of God, it was still put on paper by men. So there's a filter there. So it's a really interesting book. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It was just really, it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Elevating? That seems like the wrong word. It was inspiring to me to be a better person.
I love how he, how you talked about this is Earth University.
And that's the theme. It's like, why are you on Earth? This is not the only go round, but we are on Earth to learn. We have, our souls have a lesson to learn. And God says, you're going to go do that at Earth U.
Right.
And so we're all here to learn. We're here to teach other people. So we're all interconnected. It's just, I cannot recommend the book. Again, The Light After Death, linked it on the blog today at mandysblog.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.